Blog Talk Radio. was born on Christmas. Well, to the Virgin Mary, my Jesus, he was born to die, to save the whole wide world. My Father, your Father,
Sunday morning praise with Kel. I am your host, Kel Marvette. We'd like to thank you for joining us this Sunday morning. It's very much a blessing to be here today. We're going to offer a moment of prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Father, let thy will be done on earth as you have it be done in heaven. Father, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from which we saw, from which we said is sin and evil. For thine is the kingdom, all power and glory is entrusted in your hand, Lord Father. Once more again, Lord Father, we are bowed and praying upon your name, Lord Father. We're asking for strength, Lord Father. We pray for everyone and every need there may be, Lord Father. Add a blessing upon them, Lord Father. Touch them in a mighty way. Look upon the sick, Lord Father, sick and afflicted, Lord Father. Stop by the nursing homes, Lord Father, knowing, Lord Father, that you have elderly there, Lord Father, that need your hand to be prayed upon them, Lord Father. Stop, Lord Father, upon every home, Lord Father. Strengthen everyone in your name, Lord Father. Stop by the jails and prison, Lord Father. Give them direction and strength and direction, Lord Father. Lord Father, as we go on this mile of journey, Lord Father, we ask that you go with us and direct us, Lord Father. And when we have gone the last mile of the way, give us a home, Lord Father, somewhere in your kingdom. We're not asking for the best seat in your kingdom, but somewhere in your midst, Lord Father. These blessings and others we ask in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Good morning, everyone. We're going to take the message. The message today is coming from Bishop Paulus Martin. On last Sunday, we had also had Paulus Martin, but Sunday, we have another message today. Ask that you take it into heart in the word, Lord Father. Amen.
Dear Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray for these next few moments that you will use me as your instrument. Lives will be changed. People will be delivered. We speak victory, and we know that it is happening in this place now as your word goes forth. Touch, make whole. Somebody's come sick today, but healing is taking place. Somebody's come troubled today, but you're giving them perfect peace. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and thank God. Well, let's lift our Bibles all over this place as we make our confession on how we shall receive the word of God. Repeat after me, if you will, if I receive this word with my mind only, this word will be dead for me. But if I receive this word with the Spirit over my mind, this word will be life for me. Lord, I don't need religious form and fashion. I need life. Look at somebody and tell them, receive life. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Today we're going to Romans, the 5th chapter, and I'm going to look at verses 20 through 21, and those are the last two verses in Romans 5, and then I'll drop down to Romans 6. And read verses 1 through 4. So Romans 5, beginning at verse 20, says, "Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound." That's why there was law, so that you would abide by the law. That's the only reason that some people abide by the law, is because there is a law. You're bound by the law. That's the only reason you drive the speed limit, because you're bound by the law. Everybody don't love to drive by the speed limit, so you need a law that will bind you to the speed limit. But here's what grace is all about. Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That as sin has reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Now listen to Paul in verse 1 in chapter 6. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. I just want to talk for a few moments today on set me free. Why don't you look at somebody today and tell them, set me free. Now listen, people of God, whenever the pure message of God's love, the pure message of his grace and acceptance in Jesus Christ has been shared, people have raised the same objection. Why are you giving people a license to sin? Why don't you just be hard and say, you can't do that, you can't do that. But here you are talking about grace, and God will forgive you of that sin even 70 times 7? Paul faced this many times in his life, and this is why he had to deal with this, because that's what he was dealing with here in verse 6. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin? Paul is saying, of course not. That is an absurd question. When you understand the love of God, when you understand the grace of God, and then when you really understand that he actually can and will live inside of you. Now let me break it down a little bit more for somebody so that you can really have an understanding of this. I really want you to understand this today, because this grace is not a license for you to sin. Imagine that you owned a fine restaurant. And one day, you hear a loud voice in the back of the restaurant. A whole lot of commotion going on in the back of the restaurant where the garbage dumpsters are kept. You open up the back door. You see what's going on. And you see the most pitiful looking human being you've ever seen in your life. And this pitiful looking human being is fighting with the stray cats. He's fighting with the stray dogs over the food scraps in the garbage dumpster. I mean, this man, he looks so bad. This man is a virtual living skeleton. It's obvious that he's living on the edge of starvation. So as the owner of the restaurant, you are moved to help this man, because it looks like he's about to die and he can't take this anymore. And so what do? You call out to this man. Hey, get out of the garbage. Don't eat that stuff in there. Come over here and eat at my restaurant. But the man is a little leery and he's a little scared, and he looks at the owner of the restaurant and he tells the owner of the restaurant, but I don't have any money. The owner says, it doesn't matter. I own this restaurant. So you can come and eat in this restaurant. In fact, I want you every day from now on to come and eat at this restaurant absolutely free. So the man goes in and he sees the buffet in the restaurant, and he sees all of the food in the restaurant. He sees the chicken. He sees the collard greens. He sees the mashed potatoes. He sees the macaroni and cheese. He sees the gumbo. Don't want to make you too hungry. I'll stop right there. But he sees all of the food that is on the table, and he looks at all of the food on the table and he says, I can have any of this on the table? And the owner of the restaurant says, yes, anything you want to eat, you can eat it free of charge. Looking at all of this food and eating all of this food, wouldn't it be strange, after enjoying a great meal like he never had before, that he looked at the owner of the restaurant and said, now can I still eat some of the garbage too? Man, I just delivered you from the garbage. Why? even want to think about the garbage again. Well, that's how I feel when people ask if they can sin simply because they're under grace. Why would you want to when God is supplying all of your needs and he's making ways out of no ways? Why? Well, let me tell you something, and I need you to look at 1 Peter, the 2nd chapter, and verse 9, because I want you to see something here that is very, very important as it relates to the plan of God, and you got to know who you are. This is the first thing that you have to understand because you have been delivered. Here's what the Bible says, but you are a chosen generation. I don't care what your mama called you or what your daddy called you, what your enemy called you. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. That's what we are. We are a holy nation, set apart by God, a peculiar people. That's why some folk don't like you, because you're different. Yes, some people don't like your standard because you are peculiar people. But here's what the Bible says, that ye should show forth the praises of him. Why are we praising God on this Sunday morning? The reason why we are praising him is because he's called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. I don't know about you. I did not like darkness. I needed to see my way. I needed to see myself coming out of a situation, and God took little old me and he took you and he said, listen, I am going to bring you out of darkness. I'm going to bring you out of the garbage dumpster, and I am placing you into the marvelous light. Is there anybody excited about that today? Listen, let me tell you this, because this is important for you to see. The Christian world is obsessed with sin. Church folk, obsessed with sin. It's what many people in the church world talk about. Child, did you hear? Most of our preaching and most of our teaching is directed toward getting people to quit sinning. Come on, honest folk. You need to stop this. You need to stop that. But are you ready for this? The goal of the Christian life is not to get you to stop sinning. What are you talking about, Bishop? No. When we look at the use and the analogy of the starving man, most Christian teaching is like a person following a starving man around, saying, now, you stay out of the garden. You save now. Stay out of the garden. Stop doing this. Stop doing that. Do you hear me? Don't eat the garden. But can I tell you something, how to really understand what Paul is talking about here? When you are truly hungry, you will eat anything, including garbage. When you are really hungry, you will eat anything, including garbage. Those men, you remember, as it related to getting stuck down underground for all of those weeks, they were trying to determine what were we going to eat next to survive? Which one of my friends am I willing to eat, because I'm starving and this is about survival? So when you're hungry, you'll eat anything. You know, some of us have never been that hungry yet where you'll eat anything. But here's the key: when you're satisfied, you don't want anything. Oh, I wish I had a witness here. That's all I need. You see, a lion will leave you alone when he's satisfied. When a lion is full, you can be right there. The lion will walk right around you. I know some of you say, I ain't taking that chance. I don't know if he is or if he ain't. But I'm telling you, if the lion is full and satisfied, he'll leave you alone. That's why, people of God, you know what my goal is for you? Is that you get satisfied. I know some of you, you could have just sat by your television this morning waiting for the Saints and the Falcons, but somebody said, no, I've got to go eat some good food. I appreciate our winning team, but I need some spiritual food right now, because I just can't settle for that being my meal. Because, don't get upset with me, the Saints compared to this word is junk. It's junk food. It ain't going to save you. It ain't going to keep you. It ain't going to set you free. Oh, thank God for potato chips. Thank God for Cracker Jacks. But look at somebody say, junk, 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 junk. Yeah, you need something that is solid. And somebody said, before I participate in the game today, I'm going for some mashed potatoes. I'm going for some meat. I'm going for some greens, because I need some spiritual food. That's why in this pulpit, Pastor D and myself don't want no junk up in the pulpit. Because if you find yourself eating junk all the time, that's all you're going to crave. All you're going to want is junk. But somebody wants a real word from God. And it ain't always going to be something that you like, but I need. Oh, God, I need a word from the Lord. So sit down for a moment. You see, we gotta understand this, people of God. This man that goes into the restaurant and he begins experiencing what real food is like, he won't be dreaming about the garbage in the back. When you really get hooked on good food, you won't want the garbage in the back. That's why the devil don't want you to get hooked on good food. So people, every time it looks like rain, some people miss. Because the devil knows if they get hooked on good food. Some people won't come to Bible study. Oh, I'm preaching today. Yes, I am. I'm preaching. I just may buy this tape myself. I just may do that today. Listen, you got to understand, people of God, the devil does not want you to get hooked on good food. In fact, you got some people in the church, they don't even like this level where I'm preaching right now. They ready to say, come on up now, Bishop. Come on up. Come on up. Because they want the dessert. But let me tell you, you got to eat the good meal before you get to the dessert so God can bless you. Listen, Romans 6:1. And you got to understand it. The Bible says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace should abound? God forbid. Every human being, hear this, people of God, needs the life of Christ. And not just our initial receiving of Him into our lives. If you're going to really know Him and love Him, you got to have a relationship with Him. To get to know the one you love, I'm here to tell you today, it's bigger than just your walk down to the altar, where the preacher says, "Dearly beloved, we are gathered here in the sight of God to join together this man and this woman in holy matrimony." That ain't it, baby. When you leave, you got to get to know that man. When you leave, you got to get to know that woman. I'm here to tell you, you just can't walk down to this altar to be saved. Lord, I need to know you. Oh, I'm here to tell you, when you know Him, people of God, you won't want no junk. When you really get to know Him, all you're going to want is the best that He's offering you because you know Him. Can I give you one more scripture? Because we need to experience daily the reality of knowing God and walking with Him in a vibrant relationship. And how is this going to happen? Well, look at John, the 17th chapter in verse 3, so that you'll understand this today, people of God. And this is life eternal, that they, that you might know Him, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. That's what's got to happen in your life. You got to get to know Him. Because if you focus in on a personality, you will never get to really know Him. I don't care who stands and preaches in this pulpit. If they're preaching about Jesus and they're letting me know about Him, thank you for the word. Oh, Paul said that I may know Him, that I may know Him in the power of His resurrection. Too many people stop there, that I may know Him in the power of His resurrection. But it doesn't stop there. It says, I even want to know you in the fellowship of your suffering. I wish I had a witness here. I thank God that my wife loved me when I was making $75 a week. Oh, y'all don't hear me. When I was the assistant pastor of this church, she loved me then. So now, because she loved me then, and now God has blessed me to be making what I'm making now, which ain't none of your business. God. It's getting to know somebody. And that's why, baby, when you really get to know Him, you don't want no junk. When you get to know Him, you don't want no junk. All you want is the best thing for your life, because I know Him. Oh, people of God, now what you have to do, and I'm going to get ready to leave you alone, what you're going to have to do, because this passage of Scripture, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? What you're going to have to do is stop frustrating His grace. Some of y'all taking advantage of His grace. Well, I know He's going to forgive me, so I'm going to go on. And you know some stuff you ain't supposed to be doing. Tell somebody, stop frustrating His grace, man. I'm not here to frustrate His grace. That's the unmerited favor of God. I just thank you for being good to me, even though you don't have to be good to me. Thank you for showing me love, even when you don't have to show me love. You don't try to frustrate your insurance company. have insurance, I don't go around getting in accidents. Just bumping into people. That's all right, I got insurance. Don't even stop at the light. That's all right. You hit me, baby, I got insurance. No, you don't. Just because you got the grace of insurance, you don't just go around getting an accident. In fact, you want to back off as much as you can and be careful, because here's an insurance company that is covering me. Even though I've made some mistakes in my past, they could have said no more insurance, but because you insured me, I'm going to be as careful as possible, because you showed me some grace. Is there anybody that's glad for his grace? Anybody here? I feel like preaching. Anybody here? You're thankful for the grace of God. Not because I've been so good. Not because I've been so wonderful. But I told you, for your grace. And you know what I'm really glad about? He looked beyond my fault and he saw my need. So I don't care how many accidents you've been in. You ought to thank him for his grace. In fact, why don't you just touch two people around you and tell them, I'm covered, I'm covered. I'm covered, and because I'm covered, instead of me acting the fool, I'm going to honor you. Instead of me acting crazy, I'm going to give you the glory, because God has been good to me. It's very admirable. You know he's been good. When I think about the goodness of Jesus, because I have grace. No, Lord. Thank you for your grace. Anybody in love with him today? Why don't you just take your seats for a moment? Fall in love.
that again.
Falling in love. Because of your love for him. My three children, as they were growing up, Jasmine, PJ, Christian, in the earlier years, they were more afraid of the belt. Sometimes you didn't even have to use it. Just say, I'll get that belt. Oh, Daddy, don't. No, Daddy, don't. They were afraid of the belt. But as they begin to mature, wasn't about the belt anymore hurting them. But they love Daddy and Mama so much that I can't hurt you. You've been too good to me. I gotta act right. That's the point that you get to in your life when you begin to thank God for His grace. There may be one here today, sinner man, sinner woman, sinner boy, sinner girl. And you're here today and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You better thank Him for His grace. He could have took you out a long time ago. But He let you come here today so that you can have an opportunity to say, thank you for your grace. Yes. When I could have got killed yesterday in an accident, you kept me. Somebody could have mistaken me for somebody else, but you kept me. Thank you for your grace. This is a good time for you to make up in your mind, I need to come to Jesus right now. Secondly, if you're here and you're looking for a church home, The Spirit of the Lord is speaking to you to be a part of this ministry. This is where I want to be. This is where I want to work. This is the place that I want to call home on my way to my heavenly home. We welcome you today. Thirdly, if there's a backslider, you strayed away. You felt that God's grace wasn't enough to cover you, but it was. Sometimes he lets you go through some things to get you to where you need to be. Fourthly, if you're seeking the fullness of his Holy Spirit, the Lord will give to you the desire of your heart, and he's going to do that today. Finally, if you want to come to this ministry under watch care, my pastor is not in this city, my church is not in this city, but I need to be connected, because everybody needs a home if you're away from home. Would you join hands with your neighbor now? We're going to pray. Repeat after me in this prayer. Dear Lord God, the person whose hand I hold, if that person needs to make a change, let it happen, and let it happen now. And we believe that when this prayer is over, they will get up, walk these aisles, and make a decision for Jesus Christ. It's already done. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, this is for people who...
Jesus. Nobody greater than you.
all over.
Searched all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find no ride. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find no ride.
Nobody great. Nobody great.
Nobody.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Now lift those hands, singers, and let's just give them the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody
greater. Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody like you, Jesus. Nobody greater than you.
Oh, the winds and the waves. Let's go. Shall obey your will. And all you've got to say, I love God.
Cloudy day,
there are
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Praise with Kel. It is 9 minutes after the hour. Our next song is coming from Vanessa Bell Armstrong, and it's entitled Walking Miracle.
Hey, it's your boy Roger Jerkin. I'm here with my girl Vanessa Bell Armstrong, and we just want to let you know one thing. If you're living right now, then you're a walking miracle. Vanessa, come on.
You carried on despite adversity while you're diligent to get your healing. It's what they're saying. It's what you're praying. Not fainting, just believing. Cause his word says he and a man that he shall lie. And he promised you will live and shall not die. I speak healing unto you. He's faithful to see his promise through.
Lesson you learn, you need to live the time. I'm just moving a little closer to home.
I'm moving.
When you see me praising the Lord, y'all, I'm just moving closer to my heavenly home.
Oh, the morning, here's what I want you to do. Hold on, hold on to hear.
The very people you do the most for picked them up when they were falling down. You helped them out of the gutter, but just as soon as they got on their feet, they began to smile in your face. But the moment you turned around, they had a knife in your back. Makes you cry sometimes. But can I tell you something? I've learned. If you just turn it over to Jesus, maybe somebody knows what I'm talking about. If you just turn it over to Jesus, just come just for a moment, ma'am, and I just know you had to cry sometimes. Oh, I had to cry sometimes. Sometime late in the midnight, woke up feeling soaking wet with tears.
Glory to God. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Praise with Kel. It is 31 minutes after the hour. Our next song coming up is from Joe Pace, and it's entitled Speak Life.
Thank you. Have you ever been in a dry place? You couldn't show it on your face. You cry inside. Lord, tell me why. The relationship now broken. So many hurts unspoken. And you die inside. Lord, tell me why. Night after night, you pray. Still nothing seems to ever change. Remember God.
Of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will be faithful to complete it and perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. It's standing on the undeniable, unshakable truth that nothing is over until God says it's over. I know you tried and failed, but speak life and try again. You ran and fell, but speak life and run again. Somebody fell in love and it didn't last, but speak life and love again. Somebody said your hope was all gone and your load is so heavy and you just can't bear it and you just can't keep it. And they said that you would die, but learn to speak life and live again. Because nothing is over until God says it's over. I don't care what it looks like. It might be in a coma. It might be on life support. Might be in a state of suspended animation. But if God has not declared a thing over, it is not over.
I want Troy and Nikita to come. They're going to sing one of my favorite songs of all time. Thank you, Walter Hawkins and your sister, Lynette Hawkins Stevens, for an incredible music ministry that has blessed the world. Anybody remember that one?
crossed our minds, and how to conquer them we cannot find, but somehow we find the peace that surpasses all our understanding. We search in order to get in the
all of my needs beyond my thoughts. Does he know all of my dreams?